Hey, everybody. Don't get anxious. Get prepared. Your career engineer right here today. We're going to talk to the folks that's 55 plus, plus, plus. Maybe you're in the job market. Maybe you're re-engineering. Maybe you're still trying to figure out what you should do, like, you know, when you grow up. So, hey, you know how we roll here. Get your pen, get your paper, get your apps, get whatever you need. We're going to talk about some job hunting tips for those that's 55 plus and what the LinkedIn report had to say of the best places that's perfect for you. So don't go anywhere. We're going to be right back. Right. So here we go. There were 15 metro areas that were excellent for this age group. Really interesting. They were doing some solid hiring for even though they call these baby boomers, which are these here, 46 to 1964. And folks were still looking for your wisdom, your know-how, and everything that you do to make things happen. What's also interesting, of the 15 metro areas that were significant, 12 are down in the southern south, right? The southern belt, I guess is what we call it, where it's warm. Cost of living may be cheaper. We don't know. The time of our conversation today, inflation is cray cray. So, but anyway, 12 out of the 15 are in the Sun Belt states, which is, you know, wonderful for some of the folks that are, you know, growing older, right? The warmth is great. However, there were a couple exceptions to this. So if you want to go mile high, Denver ranked in number 5. Boston, you know, Beantown, my New England states, which I miss terribly, number 8. And Minneapolis, which is opposite from a Sunbelt state, but they came in at 15. So they did make the list, but it's cold out there. So who's number one? Wouldn't you know it? Leave it to the research triangle in North Carolina to be the number one place for hiring folks 55 and up. And they're hiring expertise for this thing called like the academic and tech tilt. So as you know, in that area, you have a whole lot of universities and brain spaces, right? And all that kind of stuff. All some great universities and schools. And it's been the mecca for like academic everything, okay? So there's this nice tilt, we're calling the tilt of tech and academics, because guess what? Technology is new, it's educating, you know, education and stuff, as well as you have the traditional, you know, academic world with our professors and knowledge and all that kind of good stuff. So there's this nice little space where those persons is 55 plus seem to fit in. You're sharing your expertise in the educational or academic environment, but you're also bringing some of that other stuff that we need to make anything work, even if it is tech. You got to have people that make it work, right? So you bring that know-how. But even with the number of number one being Raleigh and that whole triangle, Austin, Texas, number 2, not too bad. I've seen a lot of companies, and you've read it too, some big names have gone to Texas, right? And Austin has been pretty cool. And there goes Boston again. Why not? Harvard, you know, Boston is a college town. So ergo that academic and technology tilt. I feel like there's something on my lips. So that's really interesting. So those two have come in. Now, why is this so important? What is it about the 55 plus? Expertise, know-how. Look at that know-how. You know how to hire folks. So whether it's technology or some new thing, the bottom line is you got to hire folks. You got to train folks. Right. And folks need to know like how to do that. And the other thing, which is, I don't know, we call this the grit, moxie, mojo factor. They know how to make things work. I mean, even you don't have to understand the code to make sure someone picks up the thing, does this and turns it on. Knowing how to make things work. We find that generation could get it done. And a lot of them got done right the first time. Right. So that's something that, you know, technology can't teach that. That's something you got to come with. And for them and for folks in that group, being able to share that has really impressive for those metro areas. We're finding that now, of course, older workers also are in the marketplace still because of income needs. As I said earlier, at the time of our conversation today, everything costs more. Everything and everything else costs more. So we're finding that not just for this generation, but the rest of us, but folks who are thinking of retirement, you know, their monies are not going as it hasn't stretched as much as it could have prior to the inflation and in the times of today. But there's also those who maybe did well and inflation isn't really impacting them. But the sense of identity is for a lot of folks in that group. you know, what you do outside the home or where you put your hands or the work you did was part of who you are. You're part of your identity. So if folks are no longer doing that or that word retired, which I just, what a word, I had to really, who came up with the word retire? Anyway, I digress. But the sense of identity with what you do, you know, the work you've done, a lot of folks in that particular generation really puts their purpose in line with the work they perform. So staying in the workforce, doing more contributions, is really helpful for identity. But here's some data and some facts. And again, there's a, I will be putting the link of the report. LinkedIn does produce some really cool workforce reports from their data on their platform, but they got a whole lot of folk and a whole lot of data. But Department of Labor did say, you know, with workforce, people staying longer. And again, whether it's economic reasons, self-fulfillment, you know, I mean, how long can you sit on the couch and watch television after a while? Particularly if you're someone that gave 20 or 30 years, you know, can you really sit on the couch all day? We still have purpose and still want to contribute. So 19.2% was 2000 was the numbers of the older folks in the workforce. And older is talking like 55 and up, right? That age group I just said.
A push-up moment from the career engineer. Don't get anxious. Get prepared. Your career engineer right here. I'm going old school with this one, y'all. Here we go. When there is no wind, row. That's right. Row, row, row your boat gently across the stream, right? So use this push-up next week. So when things aren't pushing you towards the goal, get out those oars and get busy. Make sure you visit us at TCENow.com. That's TCENow.com. Thank you for listening. This is Francina Harrison, the Career Engineer. Don't get anxious. Get prepared. Your Career Engineer right here. We're coming back to our segment. Get your pen and paper ready. Yeah, I'm old school sometimes. Let's get back into the conversation.
And look at the difference of that number. 26.6% was in 2010. And there's this huge projection, almost a third, almost a third will still be in the workforce in 2030. So there is a place for you. And some of these 15 metro areas have recognized that. And they're already, you know, putting things together. Now, where are folks working, right? Here's the big thing. Where are folks working? There are plenty of service work opportunities. And of course, that is coming out. Now, what do we mean by service work? Let me just make sure I'm being clear here. You know, let's just say someone born in the 50s. I'm saying this right, the 50s or the 60s, right? You know, there was factory work back then. If anybody was doing stuff, you know, you're in the plant, you're manufacturing stuff, you're doing all that. This is a whole new world now, right, with service. So service could be jobs that are, you know, remote at a desk with a laptop, things of that nature. It could be hospitality. It could be retail. And there could be professional positions, all them IT jobs, right, and things of that nature. So there are lots of opportunities there where you can stay relevant. It's not so much working in the factory, lifting the boxes, building the bridges like we did in the 50s and the 60s and the 70s. A lot of the service work is this brain work, not so much brawn work. So seniors are great with that. You know, as long as you're the kind of folks that you're doing what? You got to stay on top of things. You got to have your skills teched up and your high touch skills, which you guys rock. That 55 plus really has interpersonal skills, communication skills, and ways to convey information. They're really strong in that. Some, I really don't like grouping folks into one thing, but technology is something we all have to learn. So the 55 plus has to be open to technology in the way that we do work in service work today. So we've got to make sure we're keeping up on tech because forever learning is still happening. And networking, just because you are retired, which is that word I really don't like saying a lot, doesn't mean you don't keep your networking in, doesn't mean you don't still engage, doesn't mean you stop learning about the trade that you came from, because maybe you can teach or, you know, contribute in other areas. So you still want to stay relevant, still stay in the game. You ain't got to be the one out there, you know, doing the rivets, but you can still stay in the game, right? I'm going to put this up here. I don't know if you can, I mean, that's the long, long, long link, right? So it should be in the description. You can click. But again, LinkedIn, you can Google it if you're on LinkedIn, over 55 job hunting. And the Metro Havens are looking for you. So my push-up that I will have for you all, particularly anyone in that group, older and old ain't the same thing. You have to make sure you know the difference. I don't want anyone to get old, but I am all about celebrating getting older, okay? But we can't have old thinking, old ways, old tech. We can't do that. we are growing older, but it doesn't mean that, you know, we're ready to kick the bucket. I got it. Because at some point, some of us are going to be honored to be a member of this 55 plus 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 club. And it's an honor to get there. So, you know, don't think that old is older. It totally doesn't mean that. It means a whole lot that you do have wisdom, knowledge, and experience that you can contribute to other places and spaces. So there's still a place for you out there. All right. Like I said, I've had conversations with, I mean, every age group, there's so many age generations that are still in today's workforce. So even though this said, when it said 55 plus, because everybody's 55 is not a baby boomer. I just really hope they recognize that. That's, you know, you have Gen X is still alive and kicking. You've got the baby boomers. You even got the super age that's still working. So we have this really unique place where we have so many different generations working, period. I mean, in the marketplace, in the workplace, and how we engage with each other has been a really intense experiment. And we are all learning some new things. So again, just because you're 55 doesn't mean you cannot land a great gig here. You can, and there's different ways of doing it. So listen, again, I want to thank you all for tuning in. Again, visit us often at tcenow.com. Share this broadcast with a friend. Like us and your comments and things of that nature, and feel free to reply. So I want to make sure you have a fantastic week. And remember, don't get anxious. Always get prepared. You guys be blessed.